Bob Tuscan. And he is Steve Stars.
Steve Stars here with you, Bob.
What's up, man?
Hey, so much news today, and of course we'll get into it as we usually do.
Or do we?
We do. Well, we try. You know, we always like to take calls and things like that.
800-313-9443. That's the number, right?
Yeah, it sure is. Sure is the number.
What's the number, Steve?
It is 800-313-9443.
I had to quiz you for a second.
Yeah, I have it pinned up here, and I never took it down. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have it.
But do you have it memorized?
No, I have it pinned up here on my desk, so I can always let our listeners know exactly where we are, Bob.
Isn't that funny? Most people don't memorize numbers anymore.
Yeah, I've had so many phone numbers that I can't remember them. But, you know, I have a friend who's had a phone number for 62 years now, the same phone number, and he just got a cell phone and ported it to his cell phone. And
I have one good friend who's got a phone number that's the same forward as it is backwards.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
What do they call that?
Backward masking.
No, what do they call that? Mr. Producer, do you know what the name of that is?
Wow.
Same forward as it is backwards.
It's a wow number, like wow.
Somebody call us and tell me what that's called. There's a name for that. 800-313-9443. His phone number is 459-466-5664.
Oh, see all the sixes. It's satanic. There you go. Okay.
Well, that wasn't literally his number. Whoever's number that actually is going to get a bunch of calls tonight. I apologize. What's it called, Mr. Producer?
It's called wow.
I thought he was trying to say something.
W-O-W.
Anyways, trivial, very...
it's a Bob number.
Unimportant.
Like B-O-B, forward and back.
Yeah, it's like my name, Bob.
Yeah, so you go.
Same forward as it is backwards.
Yeah, it's secret coded, you know. But I don't know what it's a code for. Do you?
What do they call that? An anagram? I'm too lazy to look it up right now. So call us.
I know something else that's secret coded.
Oh yeah, what's that?
The 322 pages of the net neutrality bill that was just signed into regulation by the FCC today.
You know who knows all about the secret bill though?
Who?
George Soros.
Yes, that's right. Well, he should know. I mean, what do you get for $196 million that he poured into the deal?
Yeah, it's chump change, brother.
Yeah. And I mean, the funny thing about it is nobody can really talk much about it because we haven't been able to read it. I was always taught that you should, you know, look at things before you sign on the dotted line. And we were told that there's going to be transparency in government, Bob, that we're going to actually find out about certain things as they go through the process. But this is another act like the Federal Reserve Act, like the Patriot Act, like the Affordable Care Act, like Agenda 21. All these things that keep getting passed in this secretive government as law without any review or without the light of day is quite disturbing. How do you feel about that?
Well, who needs to read what's in the bill, Steve?
I agree. We don't need to read it. You know, we trust the government. I mean, the Affordable Care Act was Affordable Care. The Patriot Act was certainly good for all of us patriots.
Who said that, by the way? Wasn't it Pelosi who said that?
Yeah, we gotta sign it into law and so we know what's in it. You know. I wish.
By the way, Steve, we just got a call.
Okay.
The name for something that's the same forward as it is backwards is a palindrome.
A palindrome. Yeah.
Yeah, a palindrome.
That's right. Yeah.
For those who are at the edge of their seats waiting to know what that was. Yeah, it's a palindrome. Thank you to Rob in Tennessee for calling with that. I appreciate it.
We have some very intelligent people out there.
We certainly do. We certainly do.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah.
Somebody's out there thinking. Yeah, go ahead.
We were talking a little bit about this earlier, this net neutrality deal. Yeah. And we feel, and I don't know if you or I really have any oomph to back this up, but we feel that this is all a bunch of hype, that there is an abundance of bandwidth for everyone to use as much as they like, anytime, any place, anywhere, and that this whole scarcity based programming is being kept by the certain interest. Surprise, surprise, no different than perhaps our energy system is, or any other artificially scarce resource that is being manipulated and controlled.
Right. And aren't you going to speak on that upcoming pretty soon?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to end up talking on. I did an interview with Freeman this past weekend, and the topic was scarcity-based mind control. Scarcity-based mind control. I really do feel that scarcity is the fundamental basis of a lot of the manipulation in our world today. And one of the most compelling examples of how scarcity can be used to manipulate is the following. And forgive me, Steve, because I know you've heard this from me several times, but it always has stood with me as being a very powerful experiment and example of how scarcity can be used to control the masses, or control individuals for that matter. Pavlov, the famous behavioralist, he did a test in which he observed the behavior of chickens. And don't get me wrong, folks, I'm not trying to dehumanize us, and I'm not saying that we need to make an exact parallel here between chickens and human beings, but nonetheless, try to follow this for a moment and tell me what you think. So Pavlov watched these chickens, and he provided them with an abundance of food and water so that whenever they were hungry, they would always have that food there in abundance. And then he decided that after observing them for some time with this abundant food and water supply, that he would tweak its abundance and start to introduce scarcity, and then reintroduce abundance, and then reintroduce scarcity. And he noticed that as he manipulated these chickens with the scarcity of food, and the abundance of food for that matter, but once that scarcity was introduced, the abundance was handled differently. Only then did they start to hoard. Only then did they start to become greedy and steal, and he could get them to fight one another. The pecking order was created. This triangle of the pecking order was created. He could even get them to kill one another for food and water. All in the name of scarcity.
Wow. Imposed scarcity at this point, right?
Imposed, yeah. That's where I'll essentially go with this discussion, is that much of the scarcity is imposed and is artificially being enhanced by the powers that shouldn't be to maintain the slave-based system that we live in. And we can get into a number of different, you know, components of that. And I don't want to show my hand completely, because I have some groundbreaking information about how the PR industry has utilized scarcity. And right. How it's been in place with folks like Edward Bernays taking scarcity and taking other forms of psychological manipulation and implementing it in our media and in our government and so on and so forth. And, of course, in our banking system. And that is the very essence of money, of debt, and everything else. So thank you for asking, Steve. I need to get to work with this talk. It's kind of a rough outline at the moment, but I do feel that this is going to be one of my most important lectures that I've given yet. And, well, that's hard to believe, because I'm also organizing the Free Your Mind Conference, which is quite the undertaking. I mean, man, I'm working 8 hours a day on this conference right now, Steve.
Yeah, you really are. You're doing a lot with it, I know. And
it's huge. It's a huge undertaking. It's going to be a great conference. If you can't get there in person, you're really missing out. And I know it logistically doesn't make sense for everyone, but I urge you to take the leap. Come to the conference. Yes, the videos will be out. Yes, we're going to have all the information open source and given to the masses, if you will. But we really want people to attend, because we're also doing an open mic section where people can share their thoughts on anything that they have in their repertoire, and I'm really looking forward to that, because at these conferences, I noticed a lot of people are there to learn, Steve, but they're also there with some really insightful information that they just want to get off their chest. So as a speaker, traditionally, people would come up to me, and they would just start ranting. And obviously, when you have hundreds of people at a conference, you don't want to be rude, but at the same time, it's very difficult sit there and listen to everybody come up to you and, you know, give you their whole life story, if you will. So this open mic section has been crafted to appease that and more, and to allow them to do this in front of their peers, which I just think is absolutely vital. Let's take a call, Steve. What do you say? Yeah. And by the way, freeyourmindconference.com is the website, in case this is the first time you've been hearing about this and you've been living under a rock. Freeyourmindconference.com. Get your tickets today, please, because those Federal Reserve notes help us to afford this conference. It's an expensive endeavor. That's one of the stresses that I unfortunately have, is that I got to balance the money, which sucks. I'd much rather spend more time focusing on the content and whatnot, but it's one of those unfortunate things that I got to deal with. So if you can't be there in person, if you also think this information is valuable from the conference, you can donate freeyourmindconference.com. All right, we got Bob on the line. My buddy Bob, what's going on, man?
What up, Steve? Bob, much respect, much love. Hey, it's Bob. Pretty funny, the phone number you spit out a couple minutes ago. Dude, when I was a kid growing up in New York, 549-1496, and I was tripping out over that. It was 549. Dude, what happened? Would your buddy live in New York?
I completely made up the number.
Oh, that's even better, man. Reason I'm calling...
I would have given my friend's real number, but that would have been a little bit sketchy. I don't think he would have liked that. So I just made the number.
Probably not, man. But yeah, 549. I think the first three numbers kind of signifies roughly whereabouts you are, as far as kind of like your social number. The first three numbers signifies.
Oh, you mean the area code?
No. Like, my number was 549-1496. The 549 signifies it's East Coast.
Oh, I see. The first three numbers, not the area code, but the first three numbers.
I've noticed that. I
had friends that lived in the same neighborhood, and they would have similar beginnings to their numbers. Yeah, or at least it used to be like that before cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. Like where I live here in Las Vegas, either it's up here in the East Side, it's 459-452-499. So, like, yeah, those first numbers signify roughly where you are demographically in the city that you live in. But the reason I called is to give a moment of silence for the internet as we've known it. Because once it gets into the FCC, it ain't no good. Seriously.
I'm scared to see what's in this mystery bill that we haven't been able to read. I really am scared to see, but you know what? At the end of the day, that's why we talk about preparedness. That's why I'll take it a step further, and this might be a slippery slope fallacy, but that's why I talk about ham radio. You know, because we take this internet stuff for granted, folks. It's not going to be here forever. It's just not. It's far too powerful. That being said, a lot of people utilize it to fluff their minds, which feeds into the agenda, obviously. But I just think, at the end of the day, the good of the internet, the way we use it for this show as activists, is starting to overcome the fluff and the distraction. And that is disconcerting to the powers that shouldn't be. And I think, as a result, we'll continue to see an incremental quashing of the internet.
Agree. The 332 should say it all right there. It's never been about control. It's all about total control. And, I mean, I've been on the internet since 1988-89, when it was Prodigy. I mean, yeah, this ain't no good. I mean, we stopped it with SOPA and SIP and NIP and all the different acronyms that they come up with. This is not for the benefit of us. And this is the audience and you and Bob and Steve. This is all about money.
Sure, Bob. The problem is there wasn't an acronym for this one.
No, there probably is. You just don't know it because it isn't released yet.
But if we would have known it, then it would really have gotten people pissed off, because everybody needs a good acronym to hate.
That's the whole reason why they did it kind of like the Obamacare, that you got to sign it before you can see what's in it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Dude, it's all nonsense. It's smoke and mirrors. And everybody knows that it has no benefit for us. It's all benefit for the FRNs, the Federal Reserve notes. It's not for us. It's for the corporations to keep their bottom line. They're trying to make it out that, it's going to speed up your your internet and nonsense. Everybody know that not true. It's kind of like the Patriot Act. You think there was anything patriotic about it?
No, absolutely. These are oxymorons in a sense, aren't they? I mean, they're Orwellian. The Patriot Act was anything but patriotic. The Affordable Care Act, anything but affordable care, really. I mean, unless you're dead broke or something like that, it's still a tax to just about everybody, and it's ruining the middle class. The Federal Reserve Act. There was nothing federal about it. There was no reserve.
There ain't no reserve.
Yeah.
There's no reserve.
Yeah, this is an incredible scam. And there were, some brave people who stood up against it. Of course, as the decision went down, if you don't know, it was a five-person panel vote, that is. And there were three votes for this, two against. They were Republicans who resisted it. And of course, Tom Wheeler was the breaker of the deal. And he's the guy that's the Obama lobbyist who made all this money from the cable industry, of course. Now, this is a lot like, the Obamacare Act. Some of these big companies are going to have a way to find to get a deal into this thing as well. You wait and see. But you're right about the scarcity of the artificial scarcity of broadband. That is right at the root of everything here. You understand that? I mean, look at it.
Yep.
It's like, well, we don't have enough broadband. That's the pretext. It's the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it has everything else around it. Is you can't tell there's 322 pages of stuff we haven't read, and we're going to be seeing this as it breaks open. The Republicans have already waffled on their resistance against this, which is really bad, and we can get into this a little bit later. Bob, did you know that you have something in common with Rush Limbaugh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh is now beginning to denounce the Republican Party. He says the GOP is corrupt.
I thought you were going to say we're both addicted to Oxycontin.
Oh, no, I didn't know that you were addicted to Oxycontin.
No, I'm not.
You and Rush Bo? You and El Rush Bo?
I'm not. I'm joking,
Let me read that right here, Bob.
Hold on.
Get this paper and shake them around. On the Rush Limbaugh. No, actually,
my stack.
But it's amazing. The Republican Party is melting down, friends. It's falling apart. This is like the Whig Party fell apart before the Civil War back in the 1850s. I mean, they have been identified as completely corrupt and inept, even by Rush Limbaugh now. So I don't know. I mean, we're a long ways from the next election, but already there are a lot of very powerful conservative pundits who are coming out against the Republicans and calling them out, and the whole thing is coming apart. And Boehner, as he is Boehner. Boehner, that's the way his name is pronounced. Obviously, isn't it interesting?
It's the way it's spelled, at least.
Yeah, well, that's the way it's pronounced. The media changes his name because it's so embarrassing, you know. But the rest of these guys are in serious trouble, and I don't want to cut Bob off because it was his turn to talk, of course.
But, I know, but you had a Boehner.
No,
right?
It's y'all's show. But
all right, Bob, hang up then. Get off our show.
Bob, we had a bad idea.
Much love. But, hey, you know that Republicans are the old Democrats. So, I mean, really, Democrat, Republican, they're all the same. They're really no different. It's not us against them, and it really has nothing to do with some sort of, I hate labels. So it's like, label me as this or
even
that.
Even Rush Limbaugh, himself with the Republican Party is equally as much of a label. He'll come up with some other BS label. Hey, Bob, send my regards to Curtis, all right, man?
The only Rush I know is the Rush, the band from
Canada. I love them. Geddy Lee? Of course. All right, we're going to get Mark's call and your call as well on the other side of this break. 800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep. Got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of Earth.
All right, we're taking calls tonight on Bustin' Balls, 800-313-9443. Let's talk to our old friend Mark in Oregon. I was just thinking about you the other day, Mark. Yeah. How you been?
Well, Bob and Steve, it's great to speak with you. I mean, to get that great compliment of being an old friend from such quality person as yourself or Steve, you know, makes my whole day, if not the rest of the weekend.
Let's not push it now, Mark. I was talking about your age.
Hey, okay. I wouldn't put you on, brother. You know, when you had mentioned, Steve, I think you had mentioned it about the Pavlov did the experiment with the chickens and controlling their food.
Yeah, that was Bob's example, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pavlovian
well, actually,
chickens.
You're probably aware that this is a fairly commonly seen scenario by people who write about sudden catastrophes such as the grid going down. In Michael Malouf's book, One Second After, I believe he goes into this, that it would be within 2 weeks that humans would begin to cannibalize humans when there was nothing left. I'm sure the dogs and the deer would come first, and it would finally get down to us, each other. So, I think you're, you know, just
well,
right
we,
on
we
accurate
know
with
of a
that.
Few examples of this actually happening in modern times.
Sure.
They have come out and said that the Bay of Pig incident, the people who were stranded, did actually result to cannibalism.
Yeah. Well, that was the Donner Party did that too.
Yeah, although, I mean, that's not a matter of you know, necessity. That was a matter of perversion.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I don't know the details of that, and I sure wouldn't want to have been there to know them.
Right? You may not be talking if you didn't know the details.
Yeah, that's a fact. I'm not
salt
a,
and
not
pepper,
a big,
my friend.
Big guy,
salt
you
and
know,
pepper.
I'd have probably been eating up pretty quick. Yeah. But anyway,
oh,
I've endeavored on this project, embarked on a project, and it's still, of course, in the project stage, but I've got pretty high hopes. I have a really good feeling about it. And one aspect of it came out of what I wrote some pages about both aspects of the project, but it's called Template of a Solution. And that one came to me first, and that was to have national seminar days where people who, such as yourself, and I'm sure that y'all would be happy to be speakers, you and Steve, I would truly believe that, throughout the country in public venues, out of doors, organized gatherings of seminars given by people who are very knowledgeable about everything that's gone wrong with the country, and just more so, ever since, say, Vietnam, or probably right after World War II, if you want to get right down to it. But everything we really noticed after 9/11, the more fluoride in the water, more of everything that's bad for the country, economically, politically, socially, and spiritually, if you will. So that we have all of the broadcasters and the researchers, many of whom, all the broadcasters would be excellent speakers, such as yourselves, and then you have the researchers. I have just a ballpark figure in my head, at least a couple hundred people that could spread out across the country close to their home locations on a seminar day, one day in America, in all 50 states, would force the mass media to cover by virtue of being out of doors. If there would be a way to block it, it would just simply be canceling, abrogating our right of assembly by making up some reason that we could not gather in public places such as parks and wherever out of doors that would be a public venue in the highways and the byways of the country. But to combine the seminar days with an actual petition drive on the basis of, did this politician uphold and keep his oath to uphold the United States Constitution, support and defend it? And when you look at the approval rating of Congress, since 9/11, about shortly thereafter, it's been 7%. That means it's got a 93% disapproval rating. When I can finish real quick after the break, if you have time, Bob.
The Bob Justin Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
And here we go. Let's finish up with Mark and get to more phone calls as well. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us tonight. 800-313-9443. Mark, I'll allow you to finish your thoughts. Go ahead, man.
Yes, Bob. And to actually combine the seminar days, which I described, with a petition signing, as well as the handing out to, there would be large gatherings of people. I think with a 7% approval rating for the Congress, and that may include the Senate, I'm not sure about that aspect, but I know that that certainly applies to the House of Representatives by some large polls that have been taken over the years since 9/11. And Obama seems to have hovered around 30% in his approval rating. So he has about a 70% disapproval rating. And the U.S. Congress and perhaps the Senate also has about a 93% disapproval rating. So this to me is fertile ground for a recall. And to have a recall done, as I understand it, at least so far, you have to have the required amount of, and I could easily be done as long as there were sufficient numbers of petition signature gatherers out in America doing the job. And again, with these just enormous disapproval ratings, in particular for Congress, but a pretty doggone healthy one. It's like two-thirds of the country's against what Obama is doing as president. I think they could really gather up a lot of signature gatherers. So that's my idea, is to actually combine the two. I think it would get tremendous publicity, both activities, but to actually bring them together and meld people who have already arrived at their viewpoint and perspective on the deterioration and the mutilation of this country on all levels of our lives, and knowing where we're going, because we've seen very well where we've been with this crowd that's running us now. And I think there is frustration, anger, and righteous anger, and I think it can be channeled in a very healthy and productive and successful way. I'm not saying it would save the country, but at the very least, it would expose the evil. And I
think that's one solution, yeah. I mean, there's a possibility there. Of course, the recall is the big problem they're having right now, I think, to some extent, and you guys will agree, these people don't care about paperwork or anything anymore. They don't really care about anything other than dire circumstances. Of course, the Republicans have abandoned another waffle on their part. They were not going to refund Homeland Security until the bill was stripped from the immigration declaration of immunity and all that, you know, the immigration situation, deportation orders that Obama had issued concerning not deporting these illegals, and they waffled on that. I guess the question I have to ask, though, is, you know, even if you have petitions, is it a party issue, or how do you deal with it? I mean,
it's both parties, Steve. Yeah. It's every member of Congress as well as the president. Every time that they abrogated and did something contrary to the law of the land, which is the U.S. Constitution, as well as they have abrogated specific codified law, okay? But all law codified is derived from the United States Constitution, as I understand it. So either way they lose, and both parties have done it, as you just said. You described that situation there with the immigration and the Homeland Security, another dog and pony show. They're just doing these things as a psychological effect upon the people to keep the people at bay, basically, and have them think that actually they do have a voice in Washington, sure. But it never goes anywhere, if you've noticed. And when I say never, I mean never. And the agenda goes on, and we don't have very far to go where we won't have the right of assembly, and we won't have the freedom of speech, because those disappear in a martial law situation. But now is the time to go for them. Now is the time. If we don't go for them when they've got a 7% approval rating in Congress and about a 30% in the White House, then we're just lazy, or we're scared, and we don't want to get out there because we might get on a list. Well, we're already on a list. We have nothing to lose here. But it's really even beyond that. What's the right thing to do? Do we want to do the right thing, or do we want to sit back and let them do the way wrong thing to us?
I gotcha. All right, man. Yeah. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Talk in the future, brother. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Yeah. Thank you so much. I like solutions, Steve. I like where he was going with that.
Right.
I think we need to continue to flesh out ideas like that, and we will do so with this show on a regular basis. Next week, I have Dennis McKenna coming on, just a few unprogrammed notes, and also coming up on Friday we have Janice Barcelo to talk about conscious conception, conscious minds, and trauma-based mind control. So we'll talk to her on tomorrow night's show. She'll also be speaking at the Freer Mind Conference, by the way, Steve, so pretty darn cool. Let's talk to Jeff in PA. How you doing, Jeff?
Yo, what's going on, Bob, and everyone else?
Same stuff, different day, dude. Any word from that lawyer brother of yours yet?
No, not at all.
No change of heart?
No, honestly.
All right.
I mean, when I first heard about this whole internet neutrality thing, I'm thinking, you know, a couple of things. One, buy books. Because once that internet, you know, when it all goes down, you know, once that internet is, you know, being so censored and it's not working, or you don't have a good connection, and they say, oh, it's affordable. So it's like, yeah, right. $100 and whatever the heck a month is not affordable. I'm just recommending, if you want to, you know, keep the knowledge within, and you know, you want to spread it within, like, your family or something, you know, buy books, because those things, you know, the words in the books don't change over time. Once they're there, they're there. They might be worn out, it might look old, and it might smell old, but so what? That knowledge is still in the pages of those books.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we also need, though, some means of communications among ourselves. And the big thing is how do we stay in touch? You know, I think these small AM and FM transmitters are something we ought to look into again, because we're talking about setting up our own little networks of radio and broadcasting. You can also use those things to send telemetry and data as well if you work with them right. There's a lot of things out there. And, you know, we had the old days. We used to have the fax networks. I remember the days of the fax machine networks
sending all kinds of
articles back and forth to each other, you know, news, fax, and stuff like that. We had a whole list of fax. I mean, you could get essentially a web page on a fax machine and send it to several friends, and one guy would get it and then pass it on and pass it on and pass it on.
Yeah, I suppose so. I think that, like, the old school way, we got to go back to communication is two cups in a string.
Yeah.
I mean, that could work.
Well, that's...
I mean, what are they seriously going to do? Break into your house and put their ear against the little thread? And be like, ooh, they're saying something wrong about us. Ooh, I'm going to tell.
Well, you know, if we're upset with the FCC, imagine this for a moment, okay? I know we're running short of time here because we've got a break coming up. But what if we're upset with the FCC and you really want to hold them to regulations? What if we, instead of got together and signed petitions, or we tried all these other things, what if we had maybe 40 million people demand the FCC take a good examination of the people who have been using our public airwaves to lie to us? That's ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, Fox, CNN, the rest of these people using public property to deliberately deceive and cause ruin, damage, injury, or death to the American public. This is not operating under public interest. I think it's time for the FCC to really enforce some regulations on these big corporate sons of, you know what I'm talking about here, who have not. I mean, let's go ahead and if the FCC wants to step in and be an authority, damn it, let's demand that they start enforcing the law here over the misuse of our public property. And that's a very serious issue. They have never done anything. When they start dealing with content, we'll demand a content, you know, accountability here, because these people have lied about all kinds of events for so long. I used to work in the mainstream media. I know they're lying. This is not stupidity, friends. They are not stupid. They're criminals, and they should be held accountable for it. So if the FCC really wants this kind of authority and they try to back away from it, they don't want to deal with it. You know what I mean? Well, then damn it. I say we hold them to it. Let's hit them with 40 million emails and requests. You can complain against every television radio station in your area that you don't like, and you can file a complaint with the FCC, and you can go there when their license is renewed, and you can represent yourself and bitch at them. You can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, if they want that, let's do it then. If they're going to play this kind of game, we're going to force them to play it all the way in our matter, in our rules, and we're going to pin them to the mat with it. Oh, God, all right, I had to get that off.
All right, man.
Got that off your chest.
I did.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your call as always, man.
I just wanted to say one more thing real quick before I go. I say if this whole internet thing goes down, they're the ones who are going to hurt and be out of business, ultimately.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go around them. We'll find a way.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not like we haven't lived without them before for the last 10,000 years. Oh, no, that's just one last pointer that I would like to say before I let other people call in.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, cool. Thanks for taking my call again.
Anytime.
Okay.
Always
good
to hear from you, Jeff. All right, let's get to Ed in Kentucky now. Hello, Ed.
Hi, guys. Long time.
Where you been?
Hey, Ed.
Dealing with the VA.
Yeah, same old then, huh?
Yeah. By the way, our former director at the VA was caught with that being part of that VA scandal. She accepted $100,000 in bonus money. She gets the bonus money, slap on the wrist, forced to resign and retire on December 1st on my 55th birthday.
Wow.
Isn't it great how this nation just screws the defenders and rewards the traitors? Hey, Steve, I loved your little rant. And since you were in media, you know, back in the 70s, all these little costume mishaps have been going on with the Super Bowl. Back in the 70s, those entertainers would have been fined big time.
Right. I mean, what about these networks?
They wouldn't even ask that, this is...
Sure.
Did your attorney get with us to set up the fire? And there would have been no questions asked.
What about these networks who have continued to lie about 9/11 all these years? Okay. And they've been closed to any communications that have been allowing any kind of other alternative.
That's the problem. They can be ignorant all day long, but when they start to prevent real information getting out there because of other agendas, that's when we're talking about criminal negligence.
It is. Yeah. Go ahead,
Brought up a good point. You remember when computers first, you had to actually have a telephone modem? Put the receiver on the computer, dial in the numbers?
Sure. 300 baud. Yeah, I remember.
Well, here's the thing. Have you gentlemen heard of Roku?
I have.
You might want to be.
It's kind of an internet box that will allow you to play stuff on your TV, right?
Well, you don't have to, because the player you could use as a player and pick it up that way and use it as a player, or you could hook it up to your TV, or you could get the Roku stick, which goes to your TV. Or we could go back using CDs.
Right, and you can send audio carriers and sometimes digital signals now with these small radios. And we can set up our own internet system. We can go around them, and we should, you know. I mean, if they don't straighten it out. And this is going to cost money. I mean, even pay. The commissioner said that taxes are coming. He said, read my lips. It's going to cost you more money down the road. And there's a lot of things.
The more money they cost us, some of their big friends are going to turn around, pull them off to the side of the party one day and say, you know, you're going to keep jacking these people around who's going to be supposed to be making us this money, and we're going to be losing money because nobody's going to use the service. They're going to say, screw you.
Right. We could go into...
backing themselves in the corner. And right now, the reason why they're not letting nobody read the bill, because somebody probably thought about this when it passed today, and somebody probably said, you're about to cost us more money than you're willing to spend.
Yep. That's probably right.
Because it's going to cost them more. They're going to lose more money than they're going to make.
Yeah, the cable companies are losing right now, too. People are getting off of cable. You know, they're not wanting to pay it anymore. You know, why do you want to pay $80 or $90 a month to see one or two channels?
I don't buy it. Plus, I don't like the programming. Literally, the programming of your mind.
Reception is better off air where I live. You get a lot better reception. I'm 50 miles from the towers, and I'm getting real good signals, digital here, you know. So, I mean, yeah, cable companies are losing money now. I mean, people are getting rid of this tripe that's hanging us all together under these corporate witch hunts that are taking place, costing all this money. And now if the FCC is going to weigh in on this and, you know, they're going to create this thing as a utility, we're going to find other commercial applications to find that we don't have to use with their utility bills and rules and regulations. It's coming.
All right, Ed, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you again. We'll take a few final phone calls in just a moment. We have time for maybe just one or two more. Bill's on the line. We'll get to you, Bill, in just a second. Going to take our final break for the night. It feels like a Friday for some reason, Steve. I don't know why.
It's a Thursday. It's a Thursday, not quite Friday.
Tomorrow we have Janice Barcelo for Friday's show, so can't get rid of this week quite yet. Next week we got Dennis McKenna coming on. Steve's going to be hanging out with us a few shows next week. Might be even filling in for me. We'll see. But until then, we'll come back for our final segment of tonight's show after this quick break. FreeYourMindConference.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. They try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alright, final segment tonight, Steve Stalls.
I am here, yes. Good to hear some friends that we haven't heard from for a long time on the show.
We're back in the flow of things. They're finding us again. They missed us. Cool.
They did, yeah.
And I didn't mean they missed us in a sentimental way. I mean they missed us as in they walked right by us and didn't see us. Okay. Bill in Idaho.
Almost like they should grew up over again. Bless you, gentlemen. Even right. Doctor.
Thank you.
It's so strange that you would mention that it would come to a high strangeness, because that exact same description happened less than an hour and a half ago to me. while somebody walked by and literally looked at me but did not see me. That's the state of your nation, Republic. Absolutely amazing. Good evening.
Good evening. Hidden in plain sight.
I saw one of these videos, Bill, of one of these hidden camera deals. They had a freezing 7-year-old boy with a sign on the streets of New York in 5-degree weather with a shirt and pants on, you know, a t-shirt and pants. And this child is obviously freezing and shivering and just alone. And it's got, you know, nobody for 2 hours comes up to this kid and asks him what's wrong. And finally, after 2 hours of people just walking by him, a man comes up and gives him the shirt off his back, his coat, gives him a couple dollars out of his pocket, and starts to say to the kid, "Hey, I'm homeless. Are you homeless? I'm homeless too. We need to get you into a building," or blah blah blah, and starts. And it was just so heartwarming that, but so scary that the only person to come up to this 7-year-old boy was another homeless person. Everybody else just walked by him and didn't even see him. It was one of those very heartwarming videos that you can't help but to watch. Who knows? It might have been staged, but of course, the people who produced the video gave that homeless man who stopped a nice, handsome reward for his kind doing. And one of those videos. Anyways, Bill, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail your call. We only have a couple moments left, so I'll shut up and let you tell us what's on your mind.
So well taken, and yet so little observed, and yet so appreciated that you would, if we have that address, we need to get that out as wide and as far. But earlier today, Tom McAvera, one of your fellow brother broadcasters, which I'm sure Wes in Idaho tried to reach out to get him to cover Hoven, to apparently no success for our sister Joyce Riley. But I was hoping that somehow you'd be able, she obviously needs the coverage, Lily with one L, L-I-L-Y, Lily 4, Liberty, numeric 4, Liberty.com. Is a shot, but he had this lady on and assumed that she's the manifestation of grouchy young grandma worried about her family having survived getting here from Red Book China to arrive here, to mention that she's not interested in listening to Soros's Common Core, to see her children and her whole entire family and country family destroyed. It's very uplifting. I have her contact, I'm sure.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much, man. We will definitely look into that. Until tomorrow night, folks. Love you guys. Take care. We'll see you then. Bob Justin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.